Can you tell me a bit about the boats in those days, the fishing boats? What were they like?
Pot boats. Everybody had a pot boat. They were about 15 or 16 foot long. Originally, they had sail and row before they had motors. And those pots there, you can see in the thing that each boat would hold 50 of those. There's a picture here, John, isn't there? Both of the net in it. Yeah, look, not that. That's down the harbour.
That's the Mercers.
That's a net. She just wrote, they used to row with big long oars.
Yeah.
They used to row standing up.
No motor.
So you would row out with your
net, two anchors. You'd chuck one anchor over and a buoy on it so you knew where it was. Then row on, one would row, the other one would ease it out over the back till you got it tight, and then you drop the other anchor with the buoy on and leave it overnight. Normally you catch more fish at night time. It's like you only catch prawns at night time.
Who built those pot boats?
Well, there was a bloke down Falland used to build them. Mine, I had two, and they were built by Coombs around the embankment. I don't know who else built them.
The Butler brothers at Falland.
They
were very good boat builders. And I know my friend at Shanklin, they used to get their boats from Mr. Butler.
Yeah, I think that was the main one for pot boats.
Yeah.
It was a sort of a standard Bembridge design.
Mm.